Negotiations on the budget do not begin until next week, meaning council members have a few days to weigh whether Mayor Mark Cruzan's plan makes enough cuts. Cruzan says the city aims to spend $1.5 million fewer dollars in fiscal year 2010 than in the current fiscal year, all without laying off workers or depleting the city's cash reserves to a dangerous level. It's a balance which Cruzan says makes it hard to predict possible points of contention.
It is the question, because Mike Trexler, the city controller, and I were talking, and we had a cabinet meeting the first Tuesday of the month, and tried to predict what will be the issue. Every year there's seemingly kind of an issue. Will there be an acceptance that we're in pretty sour economic times and therefore we've got to tighten the belt? Or will it be, look, there are A, B, C, and D that need to be funded, and they're not funded in this budget, and why not?
Even though the council has the ability to slash the mayor's proposal, Cruzan says he considers it unlikely. Still, he concedes his spending priorities may be at odds with those of the council.
In some eyes, we may not be spending enough or spending on the right things. It could be that you're not that your reserve is too high. It could be the exact opposite. It could be the state is, look what had to happen there, almost had a shutdown. We want to make sure, are you sure this won't happen at the city level, and advocate for reductions.
Budget hearings take place in the city council chambers Monday through Thursday of next week. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.